change the music up a little bit. The first song, and if y'all listen to his radio, y'all heard this, and it speaks to me. This is Zach Williams and Dolly Parton singing "There Was Jesus."
Every time I make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it,
golden rings were called the Torah or Law, the first five books of the Old Testament. The six geese a-laying stand for the 6 days of creation. Seven swans a-swimming represent the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit: prophecy, serving, teaching, exhortation, contribution, leadership, and mercy. The eight maids a-milking are the eight beatitudes. Nine ladies dancing are the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, guidance, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The 10 lords a-leaping are the 10 commandments. The 11 pipers piping stand for the 11 faithful disciples. The 12 drummers drumming symbolizes the 12 points of belief in the Apostles' Creed. So there's your history lesson for today. Merry Christmas. And yes, I said Christmas. Christmas is nothing without Christ. Last weekend, I got the opportunity to finally take the Advanced Lay Leadership class. again, is another eye, heart, and mind opening experience for me. One of the first exercises we got to do was we wrote down a block and we split it in four even pieces. And each individual block we put person, place, period, and passion. And each one of these was had to do with our spiritual journey. The persons or people that helped me through or helping me through mine, first of all, I put my mom and dad, even though they probably didn't know I was going this route, but they have always been there for me. The three other most influential people were Tom Carruth, Larry Strickland, and Matt Stout. Each one of them has helped me in their own unique way. The place for my spiritual growth, where it grew the most, I believe, is one was my walk to Emmaus. Here at Alpha, I don't believe I would be as far along in this journey if it wasn't for every single one of y'all and my wife Karen for helping me. She keeps me straight more than y'all realize. A period of time for my spiritual growth, believe it or not, when I went through my divorce is where it all started. My walk to Emmaus, my beginner lay leadership class, and the advanced class. Each one of them has their own significant step for me. The passion, something that was important at some point in my journey. Thing that has become a passion that I found out in the beginning class was that my desire to become a writer. Something that I forgot about and Karen didn't know about until I took that class and I went home and told her. Years ago, I read Louis L'Amour, Terry Johnstone, and so many other Western writers. And that's where my passion was, is being a Western writer. But now, I believe God has given me the opportunity to write for Him. And that's the route I'm taking. Another thing that they, I guess, gave me a better view of is, as people, we see are on the horizontal. We see different sizes, different shapes, different hairstyles, different everything. And that's why we have human problems. And that's why there's racism and hatred for just because you're not Methodist or you're not Catholic, somebody doesn't like you. Oh, well. But God doesn't see on the horizontal. He sees on the vertical. He looks down on us, and He sees us all the same. You cannot judge height or anything when you look down. The first reading I have, my title today is, Can I Get a Witness? And this is about witnessing. First reading is Psalms 66, verses 1 through 9. Shout out joyful praises to God, all the earth. Sing about the glory of His name. Tell the world how glorious He is. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Your enemies cringe before your mighty power. Everything on earth will worship you. They will sing your praises, shouting your name in glorious songs. Come and see what our God has done, what awesome miracles He performs for people. He made a dry path through the Red Sea, and His people went across on foot. There we rejoiced in Him. For by His great power He rules forever. He watches every moment of the nations, every movement of the nations. Let no rebel rise in defiance. Let the whole world bless our God and loudly sing His praises. Our lives are in His hands, and He keeps our feet from stumbling. during another exercise, we got to read from a list of superpowers, and there was probably 30 or 40 of them. And I chose time travel and healing. Of course, healing is pretty self-explaining, but not just physical healing, but the spiritual healing also. And when I thought about time travel, how cool it would be to go back in time and actually experience Jesus Christ while he was here on earth. How magnificent that would be a 100% true believer, true witness. Being there for me would just be an experience out of this world. It would be great. But then I got to thinking about it also. All the disciples and Paul and the apostles, most of them witnessed this, and people still did not believe. They witnessed it with their own eyes and still did not believe. So maybe time travel wasn't so great. But healing is always great. Second reading, Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples left from Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make the disciples of all nations," and I emphasize all, "baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And the reason I emphasize all, because all is inclusive. It means everybody, all nations, every nation, leave no one out. I looked up what actually a witness was or is, and when I Googled it, the definition was someone who sees an event take place, usually a crime or an accident. Well, a witness in Christ has seen an event take place. You may not have seen Jesus walk on the earth, but you have seen things in your life that let you know that God is here. So what can we witness to? Witness about God's grace in your life. The way he shows you he does exist, even if we are being persecuted and or suffering. We suffer for the sake of spreading the word of God. Next reading is Timothy. Yeah, I'm skipping all over the Bible, y'all. Just 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. So never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. And don't be ashamed of me either, even though I'm in prison. And this is Paul writing to Timothy. Even though I'm in prison for him, with the strength that God gives you, be ready to suffer for me and for the sake of the good news. For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was his plan from before the beginning of time, to show us his grace through Jesus Christ. And now he has made all of this plain for us by the appearing of Christ Jesus our Savior. He broke the power of death and illuminated the way of life and immortality through the good news. And verse 11 is, "And God chose me to be a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of this good news." And like I said, that was Paul writing to Timothy. And if you're wondering or have fears of going out and preaching the gospel and being a witness to Jesus Christ, Ephesians 6, 10 through 17 is titled Armed for the Fight. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We go to Romans chapter 15, verse 1 through 6. We who are strong and must be considerate of those who are sensitive about things like this. In previous chapter, they were talking about what was right or wrong to eat. We must not just please ourselves. We should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord. For even Christ didn't live to please himself. As the scriptures say, the insults of those who insult you, O God, have fallen on me. Such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us. And the scripture gives us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promise to be fulfilled. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in a complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. God will give us the strength we need to endure everything. Keep your mind clear in every situation. Everything you could possibly do, keep your mind clear. 2 Timothy again, chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. I solemnly urge you, in the presence of God in Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead when he appears to set up his kingdom, preach the word of God. Be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teachings. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry of God, the ministry God has given you. And the lies and myths have already begun. False preachers and prophets are already out there. They're spreading, telling people whatever they want to hear. They twist and stretch the Bible to suit people's need, making sin seem okay. Well, the Bible hasn't changed. It's the same today as it was 1,000 years ago, and it's the same as it will be when Jesus returns. The Bible is what it is. It don't change. When I was going through this class, and a new friend reminded me of an old Burger King commercial, "Have it your way." Well, the Bible ain't Burger King. You don't get it your way. It is what it is. It don't change. While reading and studying, I found many scriptures that testify to being witnesses, and that's what God calls us all to do. And I skipped over some. A final word. This is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Philippians 1, verses 9 through 11. God has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan that will fulfill his own good pleasure. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. And to me, that tells me that I shouldn't worry about any suffering or persecution that I may go through, giving out, testifying, witnessing to God's word. I have an inheritance in heaven that's going to be greater than anything here on earth, and I look forward to it. Our closing song is another one from Zach Williams. This is Chainbreaker, and it talks about how great Jesus Christ really is.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fire.